Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in at Sabres Live on the heels of an overtime loss last night to the Jackets. A second straight game where Buffalo was in the lead in the third, but had to settle for a single point with Marty and Brian. Immediate reaction, although it's now less than immediate compared to postgame last
night.
Well,
immediate reaction is I obviously did not love the start. It was, as Lindy Ruff joked about after the game.
I don't even know if he was joking now in hindsight.
Well, I mean, I usually when coaches use this like kind of example, like, well, they probably thought it was a 7:15 start, but we started at 6:45. Usually that's with a little sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres had been better in their starts the last few games, so this was not the way they were hoping. It was 9-0 shots on goal. It was 12-1 for Columbus. Not the start, but they made it back. Mm-hmm. Last 5 minutes of the first, the second period was good. And then I'm thinking, like, this is the difference in the game, though, for immediate reaction. When the Sabres were good, Columbus still had some good looks and still played well. It's not like for 15 minutes in the first period, it mm-hmm. was all Columbus and nothing for Buffalo. But even though Buffalo was better in the second and the third, Columbus still pushed and still like got their jabs in, right? They kind of and they obviously Buffalo was ahead, but they didn't feel panicked. They didn't feel like they were in trouble. They just were keeping their jab, and they ended up getting that third goal in the overtime goal. So I feel like the Sabres in the first 15 minutes missed a big opportunity because they were not there at all.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it did feel though like once they got through that first period that they were in a pretty good position, and ultimately they were in a great position when Josh Dunn scored his first NHL goal.
Yeah, and so you have Dunn scoring from what is basically the crease mm-hmm. on a scrum. You got Josh Dunn scoring.
Yeah, but
from
let's focus
crease.
On Dunn. Third no, period, Dunn puts them in the lead.
Yeah, but what I want to say is that was something that Lindy Ruff's talked about, is getting to the front of the net. And when things are not going well, just simplify a little bit. You may not get the rush chances. And it was that line with Krebs, Dunn, and Malenstein that really exemplified that for the better part of the game when they got rolling. It could have been easily like one of those situations where Ruff is like, nah, I'm not going to play my fourth line as much. But no, they were the one leading the way, and Dunn was.
He's kind of partial to any fourth line all the time.
Though, he is, though. But so there's times where, you know, maybe you don't have the trust in a Josh Dunn as much, right? Because he's been, you know, called up in and out the lineup. I looked at Josh Dunn, and every time the puck was below the goal line mm-hmm. and around the boards, he was under control. He had the puck. He was shielding it, making plays to the net. He had a wraparound try one time that I just wanted him to take it a little tighter to the net, and he went a little further out, but he still created a chance at the net. And I'm like, okay, so great reward for Josh Dunn to follow his confident play down below the line and around the crease and getting that goal, which at that time I'm like, okay, that's all the Sabres needed. Mm-hmm. Like, this was not a game that started easy in creating. It started to get more looks in and around the net, and they needed that goal from the fourth line to say that's the type of game we needed to win. And then it slipped away, just unfortunately slipped away, you know, like it did in Toronto on Saturday night.
They essentially have another fourth line in waiting, but all have been out due to injury, with Greenway the closest to returning. But you have Greenway, Kozak, and Danforth as we sit here talking about
fifth line.
Well, that's the thing. So, like, what do you anticipate happening here if Greenway comes back in tomorrow?
Well, if Jordan Greenway comes back, I would anticipate that that would mean Noah Austin would probably come out. And I've liked Austin's play, and I think that it depends how you feel your middle line is shaping up, right? Mm-hmm. Who do you want to put in the middle? Are you going to all of a sudden maybe, like, Lindy Ruff had some harsh words towards Yuri Kulik last night after the overtime game winner. He's mm-hmm. like, well, you know, it wasn't so much on power. It was more on Yuri. It's man on man. He did not, like, he left his man, which was Werenski coming off the bench, mm-hmm. and he went to the top of the zone, which that was Alex Tuck's guy. Mm-hmm. So do you think now you can go, okay, let's move Tage Thompson back to the middle, have McLeod, Kulik, and Peyton Krebs as your 1-2-3-4, and have Greenway insert the lineup at some place there? I don't think you're taking out Josh Dunn right now. That line got you what you wanted. So I think it probably is at the expense of Noah Austin if Jordan Greenway comes back.
But Austin is a center and Greenway is not.
Yeah.
So what?
So that's why I'm saying you probably move Thompson to the middle.
Thompson? Why would you move Thompson?
Because he's the only one that can play center. Who else are you going to put in the middle?
I'm really confused here. Why would you move Thompson off the wing? He's on the line with Kulik and Benson.
Yeah, and Lindy Ruff has been critical of Yuri Kulik.
So I don't know what's happening, but everything you're saying
just
is going over my head.
I said, like, okay.
I know, so and you lost me the second you said moving Thompson off the wing, because I don't know why you would move him to the middle.
Okay, so who else is going to play middle?
Krebs.
And who's going to play fourth line center?
Whoever.
But that's the thing. Like, you don't have it. Like, Krebs and Malenstein and Dunn have been good.
Dunn can play center. Dunn played center the whole time in the NHL.
I know, but I'm not moving that line. I think that's the one line that you're like, okay, and if you have to think of making a transaction, somebody's got to go down.
Then don't take Austin out. That's the answer.
Well, I get it. And you're partial to Noah Austin, but that's
not it. I would be partial to keeping Austin in the middle and not moving Thompson to the middle.
You're going to need to make a transaction, right? So what is that transaction? So that transaction is either Josh Dunn or Noah Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're not breaking up the McLeod line, right?
No, I'm not. Okay. No, and really, that was the first glimpse of yes, like they're getting on it. It was Josh Dunn and Alex Tuck. I showed it in the first intermission telestrator. They're back checking and they're closing and creating a turnover. It didn't turn out to be a chance right after, but that was the first glimpse of hey, work. Move your feet a little bit. Mm-hmm. Something is going to happen. But I think if Jordan Greenway is coming back, you're going to use Jordan Greenway, and you're probably going to use him in the bottom six. It just has to be rearranged a little bit how you see your lines shaping up.
Yeah, I mean, if you're adamant on keeping Dunn in, I would have him in the middle. But
also depends how long you think Tyson Kozak is going to be out, right?
Well, like, clearly a while, yeah.
Yeah, because then it's okay, well, Kozak could definitely go in and play in the center, and then you have Krebs and Kozak as your bottom six center. You have McLeod and Kulik as your top six center. And mm-hmm. But if you don't have Tyson Kozak and then you have to rearrange things a little bit, it kind of scrambles your lines a little bit more than anticipated. And it's a good thing because you're like, I got Jordan Greenway back,
mm-hmm.
but it scrambles everything up a little bit.
And so regardless, and we'll keep you updated on what happens at practice today and how the lines show mm-hmm. in advance of playing Boston tomorrow as Buffalo looks for their first road win of the season. They're 0-2-1 so far, and Boston won last night in comeback fashion against the Islanders. As much as we, you know, there were a lot of things to like among the forwards last night, one of the stories going in was the health of the blue line and Kessel Ring's debut as a Sabre. What'd you see?
I liked him. I really liked him. Every time, he's a straight line guy. Mm-hmm. So when he starts from the defensive zone and he gets the puck. He was right through the middle of the ice. He was joining the rush. Shot attempts, like getting there. I really thought it was well. And Bo Byram with him, that looked really good. They were quick at moving into a transition type of phase and through the neutral zone. I didn't love Power and Timmins together. Maybe that's just because, you know, originally I always thought Power is going to play with Kesselring, and maybe that's the best fit for him. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, there was the turnover in the corner that led to the first goal, the Chinnikov goal, right? Power tries to go up the wall. It hits Timmins in the leg and ends up to Chinnikov, and he scores. So I wasn't in love with that deep pairing. I didn't think they were bad either. But I think there's a couple of tweaks you can do, maybe moving forward and saying, how can we utilize this group as much as possible? Like, if you were to put Byram and Timmins together, mm-hmm. that would be that very typical, prototypical offensive defenseman with defensive defenseman, right? Mm-hmm. And then you put Power with Kesselring. Both guys that can skate a lot, but I think Kesselring's physicality would help Power in his game, in his overall game. And Dahlin and Samuelson, fine. So I think maybe you just tweak that for the Boston game tomorrow.
Well, in honor of Kesselring playing his first game as a Sabre and with Josh Dunn getting his first NHL goal, your firsts, like of all your firsts, like what stands out the most? Was it the first goal against, your first win?
First goal against, I Peter Nedved, partial breakaway, over the glove, didn't even see it. Mm-hmm. He shot, I was like, whoa, what happened? Bar down. First game was great. First, you know, my first shutout, I believe, was an Atlanta Thrashers shutout, which I either was great, but it's my first win. My first win was against the Dallas Stars, was here in this building in 98-99, and it was a 2-1 game, which it was tight. They pulled their goalie at the end of the game. I had to, like, stand on my head a little bit and withstand the push, right? Late, mm-hmm. late, you're like, hey, I was able to hold the fort and hold the line against the Dallas Stars late in the game. So I think that my first win in the NHL was probably my first that I remember the most, and that feeling after, like, I was always tough. I was consistent. I won a game. I was like, yay. Okay, when do we play against? What is the schedule for tomorrow? Like, my brain thought like that.
Yeah.
But that one, I was full out, two arms up. You know, woohoo! So, yes, I remember that.
Next up, it's Boston tomorrow. Do you remember a first win in Boston?
I don't remember my first win in Boston.
It was just very random and spontaneous.
Yeah, I remember losing in Boston, and this is a funny one, okay?
No. Why, it was a, talking about losses.
I think it was a 1-1 game. We go to OT. That's before there was a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to OT with 10 seconds left. Boston ends up on a 2-on-1. Jeff Gilson was playing defense for us on the 2-on-1. He was a Boston Bruins before, right? So he's backing up. He let the pass go one way and then back again. It went through his stick twice.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they scored with 2 seconds left. Did I care? Not really, because we weren't going to be having a chance to get the extra point. Like, we got a point, and we weren't going to get two. It was 2 seconds left. Mm. Now, we gave Boston an extra point, which was, like, whatever.
Right.
And then I was sitting on the ice, and then Jeff Gilson turned around and broke his stick, literally 6 inches above my head on the post. I almost got Thomas right. Vokoun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I looked over to him, and I'm like, dude, chill out. But I remember that. I remember being in behind the net in Boston, giving up a goal on the mm-hmm. dump in. These are great memories in Boston.
Well, here's hoping the Sabres can create some tomorrow night. Boston had an impressive come-from-behind win against the Islanders last night. They've won two of their last three. There is only one game in the NHL tonight. It's Columbus, who were victorious here, hosting Toronto, who were victorious against the Calgary Flames, as Calgary has lost 9 of 11 to start the year.
You know, you talk about first.
Yeah.
I remember something in Boston, but it was a last. It was Paul Stewart's last game as an NHL referee. And he came to me late in the game, and he's like, Marty, I really want to call my last penalty shot.
Yeah.
And he's like, do something. And the puck was never in our zone. We were down 6-1 by that point. And Joe Thornton kept dumping it in and never attacking. But, yeah, that's a last. Like, Paul Stewart, as a NHL referee in Boston. He had the Micron skates. Like, mm-hmm. they were ugly skates. He couldn't skate. But he was a character of the game, that's for sure.
He certainly was. And tonight, the Amerks are in Belleville. Devin Levi is going to start in goal. In that one, as Rochester aims to improve to 6-2 on the season.
It's a good start.
And what's that?
It's a good start for the Amerks.
Good start, yeah. You know, they've had consistent production from their top guys, but and especially now that Oslin's been here for a while, it's largely fallen on, you know, Roseanne, and Zach Jones has put up a lot of points from the blue line, but the story clearly has been the usage of all the goaltenders and mostly Levi as he gets another turn tonight. The Belleville squad is 3-3-1, so we'll update you on that. But obviously the big story in the NHL was the frenzy. Everybody played last night.
Yes.
It was 16 games, all 32 teams. And, I mean, is there, before we get dazzled and disturbed, is there one or two or three, like, you absolutely have to talk about stories that came from last night?
Well, the first one that started this whole thing was the Battle of Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Quite the ending of overtime, huh?
Like, Sidney Crosby and Trevor Zegras got kicked out of the game, basically, with a 10-minute. They couldn't take part.
No, they were games.
They were game misconduct. Yeah. They couldn't take part of the shootout.
Yeah, there were eight of them.
But you would think that Sidney Crosby and Trevor Zegras would have gone in the shootout, but they couldn't.
So would have Owen Tippett, I would think, as a potential. You know.
Yeah, Owen Tippett as well.
So it was Drysdale, Forster, Tippett, Zegras, Achari, Weatherspoon, Crosby, and Shea. They all got misconducts at the end of overtime.
So this is the first time I recall going to a shootout and saying these guys are not available. And they're like skilled guys that would go in.
And you see what the Flyers did? Because they were a little sour. Well, not just sour. I mean, they're obviously dialed in the moment where you've lost players. Malkin went to shoot, and they're like, he's not eligible. Because he had been in the box at the end of overtime, but he didn't have a misconduct that prevented him. They had a little flinch. So there was like this delay before Malkin's shot because they were trying to say, he's not eligible.
He can't do it. Playing mind games.
And nice win for the Flyers as they prevail in the shootout, and they improved to 4-1 in their last five. But the Penguins are 5-0-2 in their last seven.
They're rolling right now. They are definitely rolling. There was another overtime that had an offside. Which game was that? There was an offside review in overtime.
That game had two overtime goals.
Two overtime goals called back. Yeah.
It literally had everything, including, of course, another goal by Sidney Crosby.
Yeah. So that's the game. So that was the one that started it all. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, you go later in the night, and the Chicago Blackhawks and Connor Bedard, his first ever hat trick. And the Ottawa Senators, another one of those games where they give up this time 7 to the Blackhawks. I get it. They don't have their captain, Brady Tkachuk. But Linus Ullmark, after the game, had some harsh words. He says we were
immature. Yeah, I mean, that was based on the fact that they had put up 7 goals themselves in each of the previous two games. And he thought, from his vantage point, that maybe it looked like there was an expectation that was going to happen again. But you got to give credit to Chicago and Bedard's first hat trick. They are 5-1-1 in their last 7.
Yeah, and they're rolling, and they're getting really solid goaltending with Spencer Knight. And, so that is a big part. And a goalie that returned last night that did not have a good night. It was 5-0 Colorado. And I don't understand why the New Jersey Devils did not say, okay, that's enough for Jacob Markstrom.
Because they scored the next 4 goals and won.
Exactly, and all of a sudden you're like, it's a tight game, he's got to stay in.
Yeah.
It ended up 8-4.
More on the frenzy in a second, just a quick update from the practice now that it's underway. Thompson is still on the wing. Thank goodness. Greenway, though, is taking some reps at center between Zucker and Quinn. So, obviously, if that were to continue, then Ostlund would be the odd man out. I do recall a time last year where Greenway got some center reps, but I don't think it lasted too long.
It didn't last too long. Could that be, again, just a bit of a trial today, a placeholder?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that before. But if Lindy Ruff is looking to insert Jordan Greenway in the lineup tomorrow, and right now he's with, you know, in the middle and with, what is it, Zucker and Quinn?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being a line.
Really? I can't, but I'm wrong pretty much every day. So.
Well, I think, this or that. Tage Thompson going back to middle or Jordan Greenway playing the middle? You can only pick one, and you have to pick one.
No, I don't.
But that's the rules. The rules of this or that is you have to pick one. There's no other thing.
You always have the other. Oh.
There's no other thing going on right now.
Well, I guess then Tate should go back to the middle.
Oh, okay. See, I was able to take you to the dark side for a quick minute here. Let's go.
Okay. Back to the frenzy.
Yes.
Macklin Celebrini was awesome again, and the Sharks come back. However, they, i.e. Askarov, could not hold the tie. L.A. was up 3-0. Sharks scored back to tie it at 3. Askarov lets one in from Brandt from the circle, like from the 80s, and he made 10 saves in the game, and the Sharks lost 4-3. This has to stop. Something has to happen in San Jose. They can't keep not getting points out of games where they have, like, I get it. They had two exciting wins in overtime last week, but every time they lose, it's a late-game collapse, either based on their structure or their goaltending.
It started with two games where they were winning within a minute left to the game and lost it in a shootout. So instead of being 2-0, they were 0-0-2. Mm-hmm. And it's been that same repeat like thing. I was listening to Elliot Friedman on, I don't remember what morning show he was on, and he said, I think the rest of the league is scared that somehow, some way, the San Jose Sharks may learn to win, to play hockey, and may get some saves. Because if they do, they're going to be a scary team to play against. They are fast. They are offensive-minded. They have skills. I feel like right now you'd have to say, let's go get a goalie and probably get Pete DeBoer back in San Jose and see what happens.
No, they're not doing that. And they've already acquired two goalies. So,
but they're not getting the job done.
I know.
And Askarov was a big acquisition.
Right.
A few years back.
And Nedeljkovic was signed, so.
Unless they're okay with having this type of year and going into next year. But I'm going to tell you, that is a very, very vicious cycle, you know, because that team has to be able to close out games and win and learn.
Like Montreal has. They win all the time in overtime, and they were up 3-0, blew the lead to Seattle, then won it in overtime because, of course, Cole Caulfield scored again, and Nick Suzuki has the longest point streak in the NHL. Active, it's 10 games. He has 16 points in that stretch. Dazzled. Who dazzled you last night?
Well, quickly on Montreal. Everybody's in Montreal saying, yeah, but they're winning tight games. I don't care how they're winning them. They're winning them. Mm-hmm. And they have the it factor right now. Okay, dazzled last night. We just talked about a shootout in Philadelphia between the Flyers and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Bobby Brinks comes in the shootout. And he goes slowly to the left and slowly to the right. And he's a right-handed shot. And he comes in front of the goaltender. And he fakes the backhand forehand move like Tage Thompson would, and and he went back to the backhand. When I'm like, whoa. He just like, it's like if you're playing poker, Duffer, and I say, raise, and you re-raise me, and I re-raise you with like something, and I win, right? Like that's what he did. He went backhand forehand, back to the backhand, and into a wide open cage.
Yes, and it was... it was an impressive win for the Flyers in the shootout. The Ducks also won in a shootout. I hated the McTavish goal in the shootout.
What was his speed?
He stopped. He stopped. He was literally stopped. And the only thing that was moving very slightly was the puck. But he was standing still in front of the netminder.
Are you disturbed by that?
I'm very disturbed by that.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you tell?
Yes.
Because I love the shootout, so I don't like saying anything negative. But that one to me, like, was against the integrity of it. But
so
anyway.
If you're the rule says you have to continue your momentum forward.
Well, you take a look at it. I don't think he did.
So. Well, here's the thing. That's why I'm saying it, because if you really like look at frame by frame, sometime a player will be moving forward, but in the midst of stick handling, will bring the puck back. Mm-hmm. But the momentum is going forward.
Right.
I feel like Mason McTavish in that moment, his momentum was stopped, but because he was moving the puck forward with his stick a little bit, they felt like the puck was moving forward.
Yeah.
But the momentum was stopped, really. I don't like that. It's like the spinorama. They're like when they were doing the spinorama, the momentum was stopped when they would do the stop and turn.
Yeah, I like the Spinnerama a lot more than I like the McTavish goal last night.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm disturbed by the St. Louis Blues.
Well, yes.
You know they are last in save percentage right now, team save percentage, at 821.
Oof. Oof.
821. Okay, I'm going to make sure that I have it here. 827. Sorry, they're up six clicks there. Last year, the Philadelphia Flyers, who were bad in net, Fedotov, Kolosov, Ersson, they were bad. They were last in the league at 872.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, they're 50 points lower than the last team last season. Joel Ofer Binnington not getting the job done right
they've
now.
Lost five in a row, and they are without, well, they've definitely had a little rash here of injuries, but the biggest one is their leading goal scorer, Jake Neighbors, who had six goals already on the year. He is out, like, they're not even reevaluating his right leg injury for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, best case scenario, you know, you're looking at probably closer to 2 months here. Like, this is really troubling for a team that is historically challenged in first halves of seasons like this.
Well, they won a cup that way, so they're probably saying that's
I know, but last year nobody expected them to get as hot as they did out of the Four Nations, and they did. So, yeah, Nashville also is not good. They've got two wins in the last eight, and Stamkos has no points in six games.
2 points all season for Stamkos. One goal is
how big is the concern there?
The concern is huge. The concern is huge because a summer and a half ago, it was the Nashville Predators have won the summer. They signed Jonathan Marchessault. They signed Brady Shea. They signed Steven Stamkos. That is not worked out. And you're thinking, okay, the first year, maybe it's a bad year.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Brunette, right? Like, what's this has not been good. And Jussi Saros has been all right.
Yeah, less not so great. Last night.
Yeah,
but
less so last night, but he's been all right. Last year wasn't good, but now it's the whole team is not good.
Winners didn't win last night. The win streak for Utah ended at 7 at the hands of the Oilers, and the win streak for the Devils ended at 8 at the hands of Colorado. And Victor Olofsson's 5-point game, he went from 5 assists in his first 10 games to now sitting there with 10 points in his first 11, including the hat trick last night as part of the 5-point game. So that was pretty amazing. And Jack Eichel on his birthday, 2 goals, 1 assist, and they win on the road against, again, injury-ravaged Carolina. Lots to get to as those results will tie in with our early prognostications for some NHL awards. All that coming up. Your child's hockey journey, of course, starts right here, and our Learn to Play program includes a full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by WellNow Urgent Care. No experience needed. Upgrade to Team Tuck, if you will, and your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex Tuck. Register now, sabres.com/learn to play. We'll continue Sabres Live after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres are in Boston tomorrow. They are home Saturday, and you can find the matchups that work best for you and build out a five-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and the flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. We're through the first 10-game segment for Buffalo. They're 4-4-2. Obviously, it's a home-heavy October that is winding down, so the hope is that they can be on the right side of 500 here before the month comes to an end, and the challenge is Boston tomorrow. Of course, it helps when you have standout performances at individual positions, leading us into our early Hart Trophy picks. The odds-on favorite right now is Nathan MacKinnon.
Yes.
Would you agree with that, or who is your choice?
Okay, so I think it's fair to say that Nathan MacKinnon has had a really good start to the season.
He was a big reason they prevailed against the Devils last night after they gave up 4 in a row.
Yeah, he has 9 goals, right, this year. He is flying and controlling the play. But my heart favorite right now, pains to say this a little bit, but he's had a fantastic start to the season, is Jack Eichel. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jack not only could win the Hart, he could win the Hart Frost, he could win the Selke.
He could win the Rocket. He's a goal off the league.
He could win the Rocket. I don't know that the goals are going to be, but, and I know Vegas, and I did that exercise this morning because I was doing some TSN stuff, and they asked me about Marner and Vegas, and then I went to look. I know Vegas got Mitch Marner, and people are saying, well, yeah, obviously Jack's having a great start to the season, he's got Mitch Marner. You know, he's not playing with Mitch Marner anymore.
No.
And he's only played 40 minutes of 5-on-5 time with Mitch Marner. And in those 40 minutes, they were on the ice for only 2 goals for at 5-on-5. Since they've been split, Jack Eichel, 95 minutes of 5-on-5 hockey without Marner, he's on the ice for 9 goals for. Like, he is leading the bus, the train, the plane, the choo-choo. And that's the Hart guy right now.
He had a turnover last night at the blue line in the offensive zone that led to a Carolina breakaway and goal. And then, with the game 3-3 in the third, he took over, scored the fourth goal, the fifth goal. They win the game 6-3 after an empty netter. He is absolutely, my opinion, the Hart Trophy guy.
And what is his plus 450? That's great value right now for a team that also, in my opinion, may be at the top of the standings. So you're looking at the best player on the best team.
Mm-hmm.
Combine that, that's your MVP right there.
So we expect Tage Thompson to get in this discussion for the Rocket at some point. He's at 4. The league leaders are at 9 right now when it comes to goals. Draisaitl is the odds-on favorite right now at plus 350.
Okay, I'm not going to take Draisaitl just like I didn't take Nathan MacKinnon for the Hart. I think there's two names that I am very intrigued with.
Mm-hmm.
One I mentioned is Nathan MacKinnon. Mm-hmm. I think he'll continue to score. He has that dog on a bone, like he wants to shoot, he wants to score. He wants to get it right through the goalie. Jack Hughes is another one that I'm very intrigued with. Like, he has been so good with the puck in tight. He has beat goal the other day, game-winning goal against Colorado in overtime. Like, it looks like the goalie is there. There's no room. And he finds just off the shoulder and in. But, and I don't think this guy would win the Rocket, but it reminds me of Cole Caulfield and his start to the season. So I'm everywhere on the Rocket race right now, other than Draisaitl. I'm not looking at Draisaitl. I'm looking at MacKinnon, Hughes, and Cole Caulfield.
Dorofeev, Hughes, Caulfield, and MacKinnon share the NHL lead with 9 right now, and you've got a boatload of players at 8. Eichel, Larkin, Scheifele, Cooley, Crosby, Draisaitl, Pinto, and Morgan Geekie, who is on the longest goal-scoring streak in the NHL right now. He has scored goals in 5 consecutive games, has 6 over that span, and he, of course, with his teammates, hosts Buffalo tomorrow.
Do you think there's
contract.
Even odds
Remember
for
how excited
Morgan
I was
right
for that
now?
Contract
oh,
last summer?
Oh, so excited
like,
about
what
it.
A value deal the Bruins got after Geekie had a breakout year.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And he got an opportunity last year, and it was great. But I don't even think you could get odds right now on Morgan Geekie, like, because Tage Thompson's at plus 2,000, right? Mm-hmm. And I felt like last night Tage was going to get hot against Columbus. He had a couple of good shots. He had a one-timer. He had a good look on the power play, but it was just okay. But I think Tage is going to get hot at some point. But all these guys have gotten hot so far this year, and now you're seeing some that are kind of, they're looking good.
Winnipeg had an overtime win last night against Minnesota. The Wild are really struggling right now.
Yes.
They have lost 4 in a row and 7 of 8. But, of course, when you're up against Winnipeg, often people defer, well, it's a good team over there. Yes, that's the stupid hockey cliche. Yeah. And Connor Hellebuyck just like keeps winning
Vezinas. Show me a good goalie, I'll show you a good coach.
That's right. So is Hellebuyck the guy for the Vezina again? The odds would say yes right now at plus 320.
Well, I hope that everybody learn. Look, I'm not saying I'm taking anything away from Connor Hellebuyck last year. He won the Hart, won the Vezina. But when you looked at Eric Comrie's numbers last year and how defensively that team was last year, you're like, was Connor Hellebuyck really the MVP?
Yeah, that one I struggled with, obviously.
So I'm like, I hope that everybody understands that. Like, Eric Comrie's had a couple of games. He's looked really good. Winnipeg's playing well. Here's a guy that,
is he in the East?
He's in the East.
Ooh, is he likely to play the most games in his tandem?
Yes.
It's not the guy I'm thinking of. Who's your guy?
Well, it may be the guy you're
Dobesh?
Thinking of. No, it's not Dobesh.
He's 6-0 and he's...
I know. Dobesh is 8-0 since he took a picture on a mattress as a promotional thing, and everybody in Montreal is laughing at that. But no, it is a right-handed catching goalie with the Washington Capitals.
The team that lost to Dallas last night?
They lost 1-0.
I know.
Logan Thompson, it would be, because right now, I'm looking at last year, people were like, Logan Thompson got shunned out of Vegas, and you know, Washington is... Everything's working out for them, and you look at Logan Thompson, didn't get picked on Team Canada and whatnot. He's followed it up. He's doubled it down.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Let me show you what I can do.
It's a good tandem. It was a low-shot game last night.
I don't know that Charlie Lindgren is having as good a year.
Well, don't tell that to the Rangers. Lindgren was unbelievable in the win at MSG earlier this year. But
then he got blown up in Ottawa the other
day. Ottinger is at plus 600. He had the shutout of the Capitals last night.
That was my other guy.
Really? My other guy would be Demko, and he's got longer odds right now at plus 1600, but he's been very good. Vancouver lost to the Rangers 2-0 last night, including an empty netter. So.
Yeah, it's, Demko healthy. Man, remember my conversation over the summer? I really had 3 years ago was swimming. No, 2 years ago was swimming, and last summer was Demko. He's looking healthy. That's the big thing. Healthy Demko, it's a big difference, but you always have to consider that he may not be fully healthy at some point this year.
So this is amazing because on the heels of a 16-game night, like there's so much to talk about, and you really latch on to some of these star players who are, you know, because everybody played last night, right? So you've got fresh vibes for all of them. But you've got these wild swings right now in the standings where you have teams that you expected to be good are on real disappointing runs. And then whenever you have talks like that, it always comes down to coaching.
Yeah.
And so this is a dangerous game to play where you're going like, hey, who's your early choice for coach of the year? Right now, and I say that because last year, the way the season ended, Jim Montgomery would have been a favorite.
Yes.
And now the Blues can't win at all. So
that's usually the kiss of death, right? When you win the coach of the year the year before.
Yeah, Marty St. Louis plus 650 is the front runner for the Adams.
I can see that the way that the Montreal Canadiens are playing. I don't know. And he's making some hard decisions, too. Mm-hmm. He's making the decision to play Dobesh over Montembeau. Mm-hmm. He's making some really hard coaching decision in Montreal. You know, and they still don't have really a second line center, but he's moved Newhook and he's done some really good things. With a win last night, Philly, I think Rick Tocchet would be a guy that would be talked about. The Flyers were going nowhere 2 years ago.
What about the guy on the other side of them?
Well, that's
Dan Mews. Has got to be.
So,
holy
so
cow.
My first two guys, I'm looking at Tocchet and Mews a little bit in the same way that everybody looked at Spencer Carberry last year and that turnaround in Washington and the unexpected results.
Yep.
Montreal made the playoffs last year. So is this unexpected to keep going? No. But Marty St. Louis done really well. But I think Tocchet and Mews, that game last night, were probably two of my favorite candidates so far.
All right, Sabres carrying three netminders, that we know. Alex Lyon played last night. Who will be next up for them in the crease tomorrow against Boston? Could it be Ellis? Could it be Lukanen? Could it be Lyon again? Buy, sell, hold. Let's get in on Lukanen here. And he played 55 games last season. Mm-hmm. Buy, sell, hold that Lyon will surpass that number and start the most games in his career.
I'm going to sell. I know that Lyon has played a lot of hockey, but I don't think he goes close to 60 games by it's all said and done. They got 72 left, right? They've played 10. They got 72 games left. He would have to play, what is he at? He's at 8 now. He would have to play almost 50 of the last 72. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to happen. I think maybe he plays 35 to 42.
Is it harder when there's three goalies?
It's a lot harder when there's three goalies, too, because you got to find room for
I know,
everybody.
But you know my point the other day was play a Lyon, so then you got two guys sitting. But you think, based on numbers, that it could be harder for him to amass?
I think it would be harder.
Okay.
And I also think they probably want to see if Lukanen can get going and give him a string of games, and there's Colton Ellis in there. So I don't think he gets there, so I'm selling that.
Matias Samuelsson, another point last night. Sabres got 1 point as well, by the way, in the loss to Columbus. But Samuelsson has 6 points in 8 games this season. His career high is 14 points in 62 games last year. Buy, sell, hold that he will surpass his career high by the end of this calendar year, December 31st.
There's 29 games left before the flip of the calendar to 2026. I'm buying this.
He needs 8-9 points, right?
Eight points in to tie, right? To go above.
Nine to go above.
Nine to go above.
Yeah.
I am betting the farm and buying Matias Samuelsson will match that and surpass that before the calendar turns to 2026. I'm betting the farm. I'm buying this. I'm betting the farm on that.
Bills night last night had a lot going on in arena. I hope you were able to feel it if you were watching and listening.
Our boy Stevie Johnson killed it.
Yeah.
Man, he was good.
And anybody that was here, I think, really felt just a great weaving of the two teams together inside KeyBank Center last night. So buy, sell, hold that one of your teammates, Marty, could beat Ryan Vandermark in a chugging contest.
I'm buying this, Sue. I'm buying this because I have two names at the top of my head, and I'm sorry that I'm going to name you guys. I don't want you to think that.
Call him out.
But call him out. Eric Bolton. Eric Bolton would be right there crushing beers better than Vandermark. And the other guy is Dave Andrechuk.
Oh, of course.
Andy could, it's like water.
It
it's
is.
Like whatever. Like it's just and lukewarm water when you can really chug it, right? Here's the problem with Vandermark last night. It was great. He had the sword. It's coming soon, by the way, here at KeyBank Center. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are asking about the sword. He had the sword. And he starts spilling it all because the bubbles all of a sudden they kick in, right? And the thing comes in and splashes you. And then he had the hockey stick he did too. And it was spilling all over. It was sloppy. It was great. It was fun. But it was sloppy. I'm telling you, maybe Bolton would be a little sloppy, but Dave Andrechuk, there wouldn't be a drop.
No.
No drops would hit the floor.
Did you see Charlie McAvoy's water bottle incident Monday night?
No. What did he do?
So the Bruins were getting pounded in Ottawa, the Amazon broadcast up there,
yes.
and shows McAvoy on the bench, and he's like furiously drinking. But it's all going out like the side. It's not going
busted.
In his mouth. He doesn't even realize it. And it's like all shooting out the side. It's like.
That's probably because somebody came to the bench
yep.
and crushed a bottle, mm-hmm. threw it on the floor, and then it cracked at the bottom.
Yep.
But nothing is coming out. And then when you press it, the pressure makes it go out that way instead of out the cap.
All right. Water bottles, intensity. I can just see chaos, like things getting broken, tempers flaring. It's the great rivalry that is the women's national teams of the U.S. and Canada going head-to-head. And we have part of that rivalry series happening here in Buffalo on November 8th. Of course, all of this in advance of the 2026 Olympics. The rivalry series is presented by Discover. Puck drops here at KeyBank Center Saturday, November 8th at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at KeyBank Center. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We gave you a little preview of it last night in our pregame show on MSG, and the Sabres annual Hockey Fights Cancer game is coming up this Saturday. It's presented by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. The Capitals are in. Maybe that's why you were talking about their tandem moments ago.
Yes.
This meaningful night on the calendar helps fundraising, raises awareness for cancer research, and, of course, all fans in attendance here at KeyBank Center will take home a special Hockey Fights Cancer scarf. You can learn more and get your tickets at sabres.com/HFC. Our thanks to Dr. Rainier Brengens for joining us once again last night on the broadcast in advance of Hockey Fights Cancer Night. We have, and there's only one game in the NHL tonight.
Yes.
It's funny because, you know, after everybody played last night, only Toronto and Columbus have that task tonight as the Maple Leafs are in Ohio to take on the Blue Jackets. And I know exactly where you were on this date in 1999.
Yes.
I would say you were not expecting to play.
Well, I was not expecting to play. So Dominik Hasek got hurt he was not playing well. I got called up. I played Carolina. I won. He played the next game. He won. And then he's playing the Florida Panthers. And he's playing great. And I'm sitting on the bench, Duffer, and I'm thinking, I'm getting sent down tomorrow. Like, Dom is back, and Rolly's going to back him up, and everything's good. Dom gets hurt, giving up a goal late in the game, right? So it puts Florida ahead 2-1. And Dom gets hurt, and he comes off the ice. And then all of a sudden, Lindy's like, buddy, you're going in? And I'm going in. And he's waving me in. So I get pulled. We score to tie it 2-2. And then in overtime, we win the game. I literally played 2.5 minutes and got the win. Like, that's how. So I was 2-0, and I played like 62 minutes of hockey.
Amazing. Shortest amount of time required for a win for you in your career?
Yes. That was by far. It was also my first time being a full-time NHLer, because I thought I was going back to Rochester the next day. Mm-hmm. Dom missed like a couple of months, and I played almost all the games, and that was my first taste of the NHL, and stayed in the NHL for the rest of my career.
Would you, this is a terrible segue, but I needed to ask, would you at your best have been able to stop Justin Brazzo, who seems unstoppable right now?
He was going to be my dazzling.
6 goals and 12 points in 11 games. What was Boston doing? What was Minnesota doing with this player that allowed him to sign with Pittsburgh?
I've always liked Brazzo as a player.
No sense they got him for free, honestly.
It makes no sense other than, it almost like the expectations were always so high and he fell short of them that they were like, ah, that's fine. Let's move on. But, wow, what a start for Brazzo in Pittsburgh. And there's a little Sidney Crosby leadership in there, the way they're playing over there.
Absolute magic. Gartner, Stahl, Potvin, Dennis, that is, Kulikov, Rantanen, Colin Miller, Vince Dunn, Arttu Ruotsalainen. Happy birthday to all.
Well, R2-D2, great guy. We loved having him here. Colin Miller was one of those that I got to know a little bit more when he played here. Really liked him. Yeah. He was a good guy. Yeah. And I met his family down in Florida. We were there, and my parents and I were at a cafe, and they were sitting next to us. It was awesome. So Colin Miller, still going strong.
Indeed. Tonight, Amerks are on the road in Belleville, looking to go 6-2 to start the year. We'll talk about that in preview. Sabres, Bruins tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.